We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Todd. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
And yeah, man, this is how it works. Todd is a good buddy of our show, over 25 years of experience in the world of finances, and also a fine representative from BECU.org. And, you know, BECU is a great credit union, and credit unions tend to take care of you better sometimes, really almost all the time, than maybe your traditional bank. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you are eligible to be part of BECU. All the info at BECU.org. And Todd, before we get into the calls, anything I should know? Anything big money interest at all? What if I catch a Gatorade bottle at a concert? Should I drink it? Should I save it if it was from a famous band? You know, these are these are questions right now that are important in our lives. Anything going on that we should know?
I missed that story, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great story. One of the members on our show, very lucky at concerts, but not too sure he knows about collectibles.
Nobody is going to pay me money for a Gatorade bottle that's pretty much finished by a drummer of a band.
Yeah, it's not going to happen?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not that I know of.
Well, Todd, back up on that.
What do you think? Do you think it was worth anything, or I was better off just handing it to the guy next to me because I didn't want anything to do with it?
I think I would be handing it down the line. So,
I'm the smart guy with the money, BJ.
Okay, I get. You know what? I stand corrected.
Some things just aren't worth it, and I think that's one of them. So.
Thank you.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. If you got a question for Todd, that is the number to call or text. Let's go to David in Covington. David, you are on the Rock with Todd Peach from BECU.org.
BJ Shay!
Who cares? You know what? I know my friend Todd Peach cares. What do you got for us today, David?
Yeah, so I'm looking at buying a house within the next year or so, but I don't have that much cash on hand for a down payment. But I do have a lot of stocks in the company that I work for, about $15,000, $20,000 worth of stocks. I was wondering if it's a good idea to liquidate those stocks for a down payment, or should I try and save up within the next year to make that down payment? Is it a good idea to swap out those stocks for property or, yeah.
What are the stocks? What kind, I mean, are they part of your retirement or a 401k or something, or are they stocks on
no,
the side that you?
It's part of a employee stock purchase program, so I get a 15% discount on the stocks that I purchased from the company, and then after a year they vest and I can sell them for whatever price you know, if the market has in 12 or so.
Okay, yeah. So similar to stock options, but you're putting in your loan money, you're just buying at a discount. And I assume they've done pretty well over the last couple of years.
Yes. Yeah, they have, actually, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I personally, there's a couple things at work here, but we just got to be careful when you put all your eggs in one basket. And what I mean by that is you're buying stock of the company that you work for. So if something were to happen to your job or the company, not only are you at risk there, but you're also at risk with the stocks that you're buying on the side. So that could be a great start for you for a down payment. But I think there's also a couple things. I think there's a big myth that out there that we need, you know, we have to have 20% down. Absolutely, if you can get to that 20% and avoid private mortgage insurance, we definitely want to go that route. But that's for some of us, that may not be attainable in today's market. So there are programs out there for, you know, you can get down in for 3-5% down. And you would have that PMI insurance, but there's ways around that. So when you do get the equity, that you get that PMI released. So I would start now, David, with meeting with a mortgage advisor and come up with a plan. Take a look at your credit. Take a look at your income. If you're married, if you have, you know, somebody else that will be in with you, and really come up with a plan with what we're going to need for that down payment, or if we need to start making some improvements to our credit to get there. So in a year or two, you're in a solid space and you're ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, stocks are so hard to predict, Todd. And what you're what you're looking at, obviously, is like what would the cost be just to go with the PMI, and would it be better, you know, a better return if you just keep the stocks where they are, or like you said, maybe if the company isn't performing well, or you're not too sure. I mean, it's just all about what the better return is, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been on quite the run in the market, and we don't know what the future holds. So there is a lot of risk to that. So now might be a time to, you know, to seriously look at cashing that out and putting it to work somewhere else. And that's owning a home is a great place to do that.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999 if you get any questions from Todd from BECU.org.
We did get a text on, said my wife and I were just gifted $25,000.
Woo!
And we want to start a college fund for our son, Steve Meigs. No, just their son.
Oh.
What are our best options to earn interest, but be flexible if our son decides not to go to college?
Okay. Well, I would recommend you go to savingforcollege.com. It's a website, and it's all about 529s. And these are programs where you're going to put that money in today, and it's going to grow tax-free. Now, it can be used for, if they don't go to college for some reason, you can change the beneficiary on that. You can even use it yourself someday. I mean, that's something I kind of wish I had sitting on the side so I could take some golfing classes or something. But But you know, but there's a lot more flexibility to that program. But the benefit is it's going to grow tax free, and you can invest it. There's every state has a plan. Washington has the GET, as they have a couple. We have a couple now. But I would just go to that website, take a look at that, and I would put it all in the 529, and I would not be totally concerned about if they didn't go to college. Or they didn't do some sort of post-secondary education, because you can get that money back if they, for some reason, they don't. You just have to pay a 10% penalty on the earnings, not on what you put in there. So I love 529, so savingforcollege.com, and if you need help, give me a shout-out.
Oh, that is good to know, because I sometimes get that confused. So it's just 10% on the earnings, not on what you put in.
That's correct. Yeah. Your principal is intact. It will grow, you know, and the earnings will grow tax free if you use them for what the requirements are. I think it might even cover, you might even be able to use those for some of the private elementary schools. I'd have to double check on that. But there's a lot of flexibility in them, and it's only on the earnings, BJ. So there is not a whole lot of downside risk to them.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. And if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't have time to call us, you can always email Todd. Just go to the KISW webpage, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face, and click on that.
Somebody wanted to know, hey, Todd, does it make sense for me to remove money from my 401k to pay off higher medical bills that we're struggling with?
Ooh.
I'm always really reluctant to cash in a 401k. And you know, when you do that, you're not only going to be paying taxes on the earnings that you've made, but also there's a penalty involved. If you're struggling with the medical side of the house, I'm going to refer to you to NFCC.org. That's National Foundation for Credit Counselors. There are nonprofit agencies that can work with you on a budget. A lot of times the medical debt, companies will work with you on payment plans as well. So I would say let's try to find a plan to tackle that payment outside of 401, cashing in. Let's make that our absolute last resort.
Yeah, it does seem, Todd, that people don't realize that there are reasonable solutions to, you know, medical bills. And I don't know if that's on the medical system or on the billing agencies, but it would be nice if they could say, hey, look, if you're having trouble, like you said, go to the place where you said it. It feels like you're just trying, like, my God, this huge bill, what right. am I going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why people file bankruptcy is medical debt. It's probably the largest reason. So I would say let's talk to the folks at NFCC, or if you're a BECU member, we use one of the NFCC organizations called Green Path. Will not cost you anything to do this. They'll get you the help that you need, help you come up with a budget, or if in the case of the medical side of the house, if you know, help you, you know, work with them or teach you how to reach out to them to come up with a plan that works for everybody, because they don't want to write the debt off, right? They want to also get paid for it eventually. And so if we can come to a solution that works for both parties, that's where we want to get to. And I would not recommend cashing out a 401k, because that's your future, and yeah. you're going to be paying those the income taxes and the penalty today.
And again, like Todd said, BECU already, like, they already have that up and running. Like, they know exactly where to send you if you're a member. And another great thing about a credit union, man, again, they're not just trying to make money. They're actually trying to help out the members, because, Todd, you said it before, at BECU, like a lot of credit unions, you take the profits and you put it back into the people.
Yeah, it's a full circle. We don't have the stockholders, so we're working 100% for the members. Everything we do is for the members, and by definition, it has to go back to the members. So, I would recommend, certainly BECU, but just any credit union. If you're not a member of a credit union, take a look at them, and I think that in the long run, you might be happy that you did.
So and it's really interesting, man, because a lot I used to worry about, like, a credit union over over a traditional bank. But nowadays, with the way we do our money transferring and changing and all that, I mean, really, it doesn't matter anymore, who you have, except, of course, for the service you get, which you get from credit unions.
Right. A lot of, one of the myths, BJ, is access and convenience. And, people think, oh, the big, the banks, they have all these branches everywhere. Well, credit unions work together, and we have shared branching, and we have a networks that you can use at other credit unions, ATMs, no matter where you are. So there's over 30,000 ATMs throughout the country, for example, part of our network that you can use. So even if you move to California or Arizona or Florida or wherever, or you're traveling or on vacation, you're still going to have access to your money without paying the fees.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. And if you didn't get through this morning, not a problem, because again, you can just go to KISW.com. You can scroll down, see Todd's smiling face, and Todd will answer whatever questions he can. Todd, well, that is it for today, man. But, dude, always good information, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, BJ. Well, good luck to your Red Sox here as they get in the final stretch.
So. Wow. Well, I appreciate it. You know what? You're the only one giving me the good luck. The rest of this world's against me, Todd.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.